Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Idly hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show. Thanks for watching and listening. Today we are talking Kung Fu Season 2, and we have a big guest today. We are chatting with Ki Chan, who plays the bad guy, a really good bad guy, Russell Tan, in the second season of the CW series. Successful hit, and this is a reimagining, basically, of the 70s series set in the present day with a female, strong female, in the lead role. Ki, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Bert.
Well, let's talk about this. This is huge for you. Let's talk about your role. And obviously, we don't want to spoil too much, but what your experience has been and what people can expect.
Well, first of all, I've had a really good time shooting it the entire season. Russell evolved from the first three episodes, and he started growing as he became more and more complicating. He is essentially a very bad guy, but with bad people, you know, they come from good families, they are born, they're someone's child, someone's baby, someone's, you know, and where they end up is a choice they make. But also, what they're doing, they don't believe it's bad because it's just a judgment thing. So I hope that the audience will resonate with certain parts of him, because I've made him relatable, even though he has things he does which many people do not agree with. He has a very complicated relationship with his family, for sure, and that gets more and more complicated as it goes. But I leave that to you.
Yeah, I love that. It's interesting. You mentioned something about the fact that, you know, although there are bad characters, you know, bad guys, good guys, whatever, especially talking about playing the antithesis of that, they come from a family. They have a mom and a dad, and there is a responsibility, I guess, for the actor to humanize that person as best as possible and play them without judgment. But also, I love that you do kind of leave it open-ended for the audience to decide where we're going to land with that, if that makes any sense. When you are creating a character like this, how do you even go about putting it together? Because I find it very fascinating. Like, what is your process?
First of all, for someone written so extreme in what he does, he goes to places where you and I and most people would never even imagine going. So to be able to broach those areas effectively and believably, you have to abandon your senses of what you can do and what you can't do. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, this on-set crew were amazing. You know, I keep saying that, but it's absolutely true. They created a very safe, unconditional environment for me to be able to go to places I'd never been before and to feel okay about it in the character.
Wow, that's very deep. I love that. That's the thing that I love about this is the fact that, you know, it's a very thoughtful process. You know what I'm saying? And as a storyteller or an actor, you're taking the viewer on this journey. And I mean, just outside of the fact that it's beautiful cinematography, the storylines are great, the writing's really great. It just makes for really good shows to watch, content to consume, however, you know, you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. You've been a part of a lot of different projects. I know, just kind of off the top of my head, you know, there's Mission Impossible 2, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, the television series, Moby Dick, opposite of Sir Patrick Stewart, and obviously Mortal Engines recently. When did you know that you wanted to become a storyteller or an actor, Key? When was that moment for you when you realized that this was something you wanted to do for a living?
It was in the 1980s, actually, when I went to a party, which I had no idea who was there. I just was dragged to a party because I had just hit rock bottom, you know, financially and everything. I had nothing left to lose. So I went to this party to forget things. And there was a guy there who said to me, "So what do you do?" And he didn't even let me answer. He said, do you work in film and television? I said, "No." Then he said, "Well, you should." And he just walked away. So that planted a seed in me. And I kind of took it from there.
Wow. And there you have it. Just like that, you are doing a lot of amazing things. One last question or two here as we wrap our conversation. Again, I want people to make sure that they watch this on the CW. Mm-hmm. It's available to stream on the app the next day. Again, just kind of being a part of so many different things in a lot of different film, television projects. What is some of the best advice that you've been given as a performer, or just generally speaking, Key, that has stuck with you and kept you going through the trajectory of your life and your career?
Absolutely. One sticks with me to this very, very day. I was doing Flatland with Dennis Hopper. We were filming in Shanghai. It was in the year 2000. It was actually ran over. That's where 9/11 happened. I mean, that wasn't where 9/11. That was our memory of 9/11. Mm-hmm. So we were all there filming in Shanghai, and it was I was not having a good day on set, and Albert Ruddy, the producer, came up to me, you know, in the quiet one day after that, and he said, "You know, Key, the people who make it in this industry are not necessarily the best." He said in a very benevolent, very kind tone and very generous tone, he said, "The people who make it in this industry are those who hang on the longest." To this day, 22 years later, I still remember those words. They resonate every single day.
Wow. I love that. I think that's a really good piece of advice to be given, because there's a lot of talented people in the business and a lot of really good people, but really, you know, just having that sustainability and hanging on, I think, is really the key to all of it, and having a very long career, right? It's in defining mm-hmm. success in that way. Fantastic. Again, is there anybody that you've worked with? You mentioned Dennis Hopper. That's a great person. Rest in peace. Anybody that you've worked with that just kind of has impacted your life in your career? Some people that you've been able to surround yourself with and be a part of?
The first person who impacted me the greatest, and then there are others after that, was in 1996, 97, Patrick Stewart himself. When I worked with him, the way he worked, his diligence, his focus, his kindliness, and his compassion for people struck me. And he told me this story about how in his mid-40s, you know, with a family and everything, he thought he would never, ever make it. And then he caught a call to audition in Los Angeles. He was living in London. And he and his wife decided that they would just use the money they needed for the house and the family for that moment and buy that ticket. Just, you know, what the heck, go for it. Of course, he booked it. And that's how he started Star Trek.
That's unbelievable. Well, this is very exciting. Again, Kung Fu on the CW. We are chatting with actor Ki Chan. Ki, thank you so much for your time today. It's been an honor chatting with you.
Thank you so much, Brett. Thank you for having me.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.